About a year ago, my constituent Jules Geary came to see me with her son Jagger and Jagger's dad James, and were talking to me about Jagger's condition, about his diagnosis with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, and telling me all about Translarna, which was the miracle drug that hopefully would keep Jagger out of a wheelchair. What's happened since is, in my view, an unacceptable number of delays, of expecting decisions to be made, those decisions being kicked into the long grass, those decisions being pushed off to other organisations. We were expecting a decision months ago from NHS England. Then it was passed to NICE. Now NICE have said that it's got to go back to the drug company to provide more information. And it just feels as if we are not making any progress, that deadlines have been missed, and Jagger is no closer to getting a drug that he desperately needs.
And when you say he desperately needs it, boys in his situation, it's time specific. They need this drug while they're still young.
It's absolutely critical that Translarna is prescribed whilst boys are still mobile. So once they're in a wheelchair, it is too late. Jagger is lucky. He's still running around. He's a lovely little boy, 8 years old, playing football, wants to be just like his friends. And for him, the clock is ticking. So we need a decision to be made. We need it to be made quickly. But I think I first said that in the House of Commons nearly a year ago.
You say that the decision's kind of been passed around between departments, between NICE. Who needs to take the reins here? Who needs to push this forward?
Well, what NICE have now said is that the company which has manufactured Translarna, a company called PCT Therapeutics, that they need to provide more evidence. They've got a confirmatory study going on at the moment, and my message to PCT Therapeutics, who I think are a great company, who have engaged in dialogue with MPs, with sufferers, with NICE, with NHS England, my message to them is please, please get that evidence as fast as possible. And I think then it is down to NICE to look at the confirmatory studies, and if they are saying this is a drug that is going to improve the life chances, improve the quality of life of these young boys, then it's time to make a really difficult decision. Yes, it's expensive, but how can you put a value on a child's mobility?
And just how frustrating is it for the parents of these boys that it doesn't seem to be going anywhere, that they're coming up again and again against these brick walls and these deadlines being put back?
This is hugely frustrating for them. And as you said, the deadlines have been changed. And every few months, it seems, we build up our hopes that we're going to get the decision, that we will find out on Friday. Friday comes, and yet again, it's no, we need more evidence, we need more information. We were at this position months ago when we expected NHS England to make a decision, and the only decision they made was, well, now it needs to go to NICE. It's so hard that you build up your hopes for a decision, and then what you get is not a decision at all. And I think that is the cruelest thing of all.